It's Boom 103.9, Philly's Hip Hop and R&B. I'm Mina. Say what? This is Mina's house. I got my friend Lee Mazin in the house today. Woo-hoo! Yes, Mina. Yes! Lee Mazin!
Long time.
Yes, man. You got the pink hair. Yeah. You change your hair color a lot, right?
Yeah, I don't want to say, you know. I'm kind of like the one who might have started this hair color thing in the city.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What was the first color you did?
It was like a stormy blue-gray.
I remember that. I liked that. Liked it.
Like one of, that was like an accident color too.
Really? Yeah, what were you trying to do?
Crazy hand. Shout out to Shaquille. I don't even know what color we were trying to pull, but like that was like not what we was going for, but it came out so dope.
Right.
We wasn't even able to reinvent it again yet. So
yeah.
I just was talking to her too. We gonna try to relive that color again.
When do you decide like I wanna change my hair color? Like is it a mood or is it just...
Yeah, it's kind of like a mood. Or sometimes I get like fans that'll be like, yo, I think you should try green or yellow or whatever. And I'll be like, oh, I used to never think that I could even wear color hair because, you know, like I'm brown skin. But once I did it and I started doing it and I was like, oh, I could do this. So I just started trying different stuff.
You're beautiful. Why would you even think that? You.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Growing up, you know, like color hair wasn't really in. So then when you saw somebody, when you was younger, when you saw somebody with color hair, like a wild color hair, it was kind of like, dang, like, what's she doing? It wasn't like the it thing.
Right.
So once I got older, I'm like, nah, I don't really think I look right with color hair. And then I tried it and it was like, oh, all right, we could do this.
Yeah. I like it. And then you match your outfits with it. I'd be like, yes, Lee. Lee be in the gym. You've been in the gym, girl.
Yeah.
I'd be looking at you. Your booty is like ridiculous right now. I'd be like, damn, what you doing in the gym, Lee?
This is all from my mama. This is not knife.
No, you're doing some squats. It's different now.
Yeah.
I know you for a long time. So it's like workout booty versus natural booty is like different.
Yeah, the squats.
Yeah. Yeah. Lee Mazin is here. We're going to talk about what's going on with her and everything. You know, are we doing reality TV show ever again? What's going on? Wait a minute. What's going on with the music? Like, I want to know what's going on in Lee's world, all right? It's Lee Mazin. She's here. I mean, to say what? Boom, 103.9. It's Boom 103.9, Philly's Hip Hop and R&B. Lee Mazin is in the house today, Mina's house. I'm Mina. Say what? Chilling on a Saturday.
Saturday.
Thank you for, you know, pulling up. I appreciate you.
No problem.
I see you at all the basketball games. Lee be at the basketball game. Lee be at the Sixers games, man. Supporting.
That's my little spot. That's my chill spot.
Yeah.
Get a couple drinks, chill.
Right. That's why I like the chill too. Like it's a chill environment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I see Lee, but when I see people that I actually know in real life, I don't interview them. Like I don't ask them 1,000 questions. We just, you know, kind of chill, you know, say what's up, keep it moving. So, I actually wanted to bring you in so we could talk about some of the things that's been going on. So the last time I officially interviewed you was for the, Sisterhood of Hip Hop show.
Yeah.
And which, shout out to you, I was on the show because of you, so shout out to you. Lee hit me like, yo, I want you to interview me for this show, this reality TV show, so I really appreciate you for that. But like, talk about what happened after that, because you got a really big cosign, like MC Light chose you to do a song.
Yeah,
you know, so talk about like some of that.
It was dope. I did a few shows with MC Light. I actually did Essence Fest for the first time with her. A few shows in New York, so we went on like a little mini tour.
Yeah.
And that's still like, we still got show each other a lot of love to this day. Like, she's a real dope person. So for that to be one of the pioneers of female hip hop, period, like, and I got her number on speed dial, that mean like a whole lot to me.
And she picked you out of all the girls in that group on that show.
Yeah.
She picked people.
Yeah.
You know, she picked you.
Yeah. Like, so that was like, bro.
Do you understand? But no, but even so, like, she comes from an era where rap matters. You know, now there's stuff, you know, on the radio and, you know, stuff out there where people don't put a whole lot of thought into their raps. Right. So for her to pick you as somebody who comes from that school just is a testament to your talent.
I mean, you know, that's the Philly in me, though.
Right.
We birthed bars.
Yeah. That's what I love about you. I always said that about you. Like, Lee would pay me music, and I'd pick all the, you know, all the songs, but she's spitting hard. So talk about, like, what happened to your life after the reality show.
So I went on tour with Light, dropped a couple singles, and then... Just a little bit of everything. I started venturing on to doing a couple different business ventures. And then I got hit up by Rough Riders to do a deal. And at first I wasn't like, I wasn't with it. Like, I had a previous situation and I kind of wanted to stay independent. And they pressed the issue. I seen how, you know, consistent and persistent they was in me and how excited they was, like, had me on the label. So I considered it. We sat down, worked the deal out, and then I signed the Rough Riders not too long ago.
Congratulations. Yes. So she got the R chain. So just so you know, it's real. Then she got a Rough Riders chain on.
Yeah, so, you know, we just gearing up, ready to take over 2019.
All right. Coming back, I want to talk to you a little bit more about that because I want to know, like, if there's anyone else on the label, like, who's kind of, like, heading the label because, you know, back in the 90s, Rough Riders was, like, such a strong entity, you know? Yeah. So I'm, like, curious to see if they're going to start rebuilding. Yeah. So we'll talk about that a little bit more. Lee Mazin is here. I'm Mina Say What. This is Mina's House on Boom 1039. Yes, it's Mina's House. On Boom 103.9, Saturday afternoon. I'm Mina Say What. Lee Mazin stopped by the house today. Yeah, yes.
I'm in Mina's house today.
Yes, ma'am. Welcome to my house, man.
Yeah, girl power. I'm all for it.
I want to know what's going on with your new label because you just told us you're signed to Rough Riders. They were very persistent in bringing you on their team. What's going on with Rough Riders? Because, you know, in the 90s, there was Eve. I mean, there was such a force. I didn't even make that correlation. Yeah. You're signed to the same label Eve was signed to.
Philly, we doing the... we revisiting some things and making it, you know, 2019 version.
Wow. Yeah. Have you talked to Eve? Do you have Eve's number?
No, I don't have her number, but we definitely busted up. I met her actually in Philly last summer, matter of fact. At an event. So we chopped it up. Real dope person. Eve was like, growing up, this was the connection that I made with Rough Riders. This was my final destination and signing with them.
Right.
When I was growing up, I was Eve and my brother was DMX.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yo.
Rough Riders First Lady, that's one of my favorite albums.
I don't think Eve probably understands, like, when I interviewed her, I had one of those moments where I'm like, oh my God, I made it. I don't think she understands how she impacted people just with her raps and how she was. Like, I have a whole tattoo on my boob because of Eve. Like, I was like, Eve, no. So I didn't want to be like a carbon copy of her, you know, because she had the bear claws, yeah, on her boob. So I did the claws on my leg.
Okay.
And then I did a butterfly on my boob.
See, I wasn't allowed to get no tattoos and none of that. I was like, you know, I was a baby, but...
Me neither. I got all my tattoos before I was 18. I was a badass kid,
but
girl.
Ladies, are you feeling it?
Right.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I was definitely... You couldn't tell me I wasn't Eve. And my older brother, he was DMX. So we would go around the house rapping all X and Eve songs. Driving my mom crazy.
Wow. So now you sound signed to the label she was signed to. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's what really made the connection. Like, that's what made my final decision.
So is it all the same people that are running that label? Because I haven't heard much from them. Are they rebuilding the label?
Yeah, they rebuilding the label. I'm the first artist on the label.
Oh, wait a minute. Let's go. Yeah. Let's go, Lee Mazin.
So same CEOs. Swiss is still in the mix.
So you're going to be working with Swiss Beats?
Yeah, I just got off the phone with Swiss. I talked to him last week. He was out the country. So we actually pulled the link up. End of this year, you know, after the holidays and all that.
I'm excited for you because you know what Swiss did with Cassidy. Swiss was the reason why Cassidy.
When Swiss put his hands on something,
right?
He shake it up.
And then even with recently with Lil Wayne, you know, in that album. So I'm excited for you, Lee. Now I see. I've been inviting Lee on the show for weeks. Like weeks. She's be like, yo.
Timing is everything.
I agree.
To, you know, give you all the bombs.
Right. I agree. I just, you know, I want to see you do well. And, you know, I say this to you all the time. Like, you're one of the dopest female rappers, period, out here. You know, like, you have bars. Like, people don't have bars anymore.
Yeah, bars coming back, though.
Right. So, like, I always want to see you win. So that's why I kept inviting you, because I wanted people to see that you still had stuff going on. And, you know, I wanted people to listen to the music.
Yeah, sometimes you got to step back and just plan everything accordingly. I feel like, you know, the early stages of my career, I was just moving so fast. Like, I took off kind of faster than I expected.
Right.
And nothing was really planned properly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I went from D.C. to being independent and right to the TV show.
Right.
And now I had the chance to step back and, like, you know, load my clip. So once I start busting, I'm busting.
Right. Yes. Yeah. All right. We're going to talk about this clip because I want to see what you're going to start busting. Okay. I want to make sure I get my, what's that called? My bullet jacket, my bulletproof vest. Lee Mason is here. We're going to continue talking to her. And it's still a Gucci Mane New and Now weekend here on Boom 103.9. It's Venus House. Best you never had. I'm the best you never had. Yes, we hanging out here in Mina's house. It's Boom 103.9, Philly's hip hop and R&B. I'm Mina. Say what? Lee Mazin pulled up on me. We talking about her new deal situation, you know, Rough Riders. She's going to be working with Swiss in the new year. What else do we have coming up music wise?
I got a load of videos, some new music. I'm actually dropping a surprise project this month. I can't get no dates or nothing, like,
okay,
definitely this month. It's called Cold Nights in December.
Cold so Nights in December.
Like, this some booed up, this some cuffing season joint. I gotta get the cuffing music out the way, you know, for the bays and the ladies and all that, you know, all the music that the ladies listen to, the guys follow. And then top of the year, springtime, we dropping the album.
Wow.
Yeah, so we getting loaded up for that.
So you and Rough Riders already talked about this plan?
Yeah, yeah.
For sure. Yeah. So. Wow, that's good. You got dates and stuff?
I got a lot of visuals. I got some new music. The visuals is crazy, too. Shout out to my video team, Inferno. I'm still working with Inferno. That's still my dog, Cliff. So we got a lot of visuals coming up, a lot of new music. Like I said, the surprise project coming this month, and then we dropping an album this top of the year.
Nice, nice. Yeah. Is it different? Because you went from being signed to Meek to being independent, so kind of moving independently a little bit. Like, do you have different support now?
I always go into a situation feeling like I'm still independent. Like, I don't never look at nothing like I'm signed. The sign is just a plus, but you still gotta have that same hunger as if you is independent. That's what's always gonna get you the W at the end. So I just always move like an independent artist, but I just still know I got the, you know, the label supporting me.
Right, right. Have you guys talked about like a tour or anything like that?
Yeah, the tour is in the works now.
So your own tour or a tour with somebody else?
Actually two. So I'm working on my own tour, following the album.
Right.
And then I got a couple other tours that I might be attached to for 2019 as well.
I'm excited for you.
I got a lot going on.
Are you happy?
Yeah, I'm very happy.
Okay, good, good.
I'm very, very happy.
What's the personal looking like?
A personal life?
Yes.
I'm on a mission. I'm on a like, I got the fit stuff going on. I got a fit line about to drop. I got the fit classes going on.
I see that.
I got a print shop. So we print like flyers, business cards, websites.
Where's that at?
Oh, that's in Southwest, 52nd and Greaves.
Okay, what's it called?
Like my first business, Amazing Print and Designs. So okay. Everything is Amazing. Amazing Print and Designs, Amazing Fit. So I got a lot going on.
I'm a businesswoman. I like it.
You gotta have different streams of income. Money. I mean, music is my heart. Like, that's my thing. But you gotta have other things going on as well.
Talk about it. I just learned that. That's why now I got three jobs. Yeah, I'm like, this is why I got three jobs. I need multiple paychecks coming in.
Exactly. You can't just be, you know, like, content with just this one thing, because that one thing will open up other doors for you, other avenues. You got to be able to take different streets and make more money.
Listen, Lee Mason's dropping keys. Okay, yeah, this Saturday.
No, once I start having kids, I want my kids to be set up.
Agreed. Yes, facts. Lee Mason is here. We're gonna talk to her about reality TV because you were on that. Would you do that again? Hold tight. Don't answer. It's coming back here on Boom 103.9. I'm Mina. Say what? It's Mina. We chopping it up here on Mina's house. Boom 103.9. I'm Mina. Say what? Lee Mason is in here telling us and updating us on what's been going on with her. So we talked about the new label situation. I want to go back a little bit to reality TV, because you went on tour with MC Light. You know, do you feel like that helped you in any way? Or did you feel like, okay, well, I didn't really see a return on doing this show?
No, I definitely feel like it helped me. It was a different platform. I still get people that come up to me to this day like, yo, you was on Sisterhood of Hip Hop.
Right.
So I feel like the platform was very, you know, essential to my career.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it definitely benefited me as well.
Yeah.
I wasn't a fan of reality TV at all. Like I always say, at the same time that Sisterhood of Hip Hop came to me, what you call it?
Oxygen.
No. Dang. What's the hip hop jump?
Love and Hip Hop?
Love and Hip Hop.
Love and Hip Hop came to you.
Yeah. Love and Hip Hop, New York had came at me at the same time.
And really?
I didn't want to do neither one of them, to be completely honest, because I just wasn't into the whole reality TV thing.
Right.
But once I really sat down with both situations, Sisterhood of Hip Hop, it was like they was giving me the opportunity to really display my story. Like, outside of the drama and the extra stuff, I was able to really tell my story. Like, and I feel like when you able to tell where you come from and certain doors that you made it through, that's able to open doors for other people.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, cool, we're going to rock with the Sisterhood of Hip Hop thing. So I definitely think that it was beneficial.
So you could tell that there was going to be more, like, character development on the one show versus the other?
I'm just not, like, a drama type of girl. Like, so, I ain't into all
that. That's interesting. Cool, so thing. When you're sitting in a meeting with Love and Hip Hop, how do you know that, like, that's more so where they're geared towards?
I mean, you ain't got to even be really be in the meeting. I mean, I feel like Love and Hip Hop is part of, like, our culture now. It's been around for a lot of years. And I don't knock it at all. Don't get me wrong. Like, I feel like it opened doors for a lot of people.
Right.
It's just what I'm not into, like, the whole drama and everybody dating the same person.
Mm.
It's like, it's not really about the music with that show to me, compared to Sisterhood of Hip Hop, where Sisterhood of Hip Hop is like you just telling the journey of five female artists from all around the world, what they've been through and where they trying to go.
Right.
So that made more sense for what I was coming from. Like, I ain't really with the whole drama thing.
And isn't Queen Latifah's an executive producer on that? No. Who was the executive? T.I. It was T.I. Yeah, so he comes more from an artist background. That's why.
Yeah, and I mean, I know reality TV is, drama is a part of it.
Like, yeah.
That's what gets your numbers up. So I knew with either situation, like, that was going to be involved, but I just felt like Sisterhood of Hip Hop made more sense for my story. Like, I wanted to tell my end of my story. So that was the platform that, you know, made more sense to me.
Would you do another reality TV show?
I mean, yeah, depending on what, you know, what it was about. They actually offer me and Breonna Perry a spinoff.
Yeah.
From Sisterhood of Hip Hop. So that's still, like, in the talks and the works. But Oxygen changed the whole network.
Yeah.
They're not even the same network no more. So.
Right.
Just, you know, all the litigations and all that is underway. But yeah, I'm definitely not opposed to it. It was a dope experience, like,
yeah,
and it does open different doors. So I gained a lot of access to different things. I met a lot of people through the TV network. So
right. I thought I was gonna wrap you up, but I still have so many more questions. So do you have time to hang out? Okay,
I'm here.
We in the house.
I'm
okay,
Vita's house. I'm
Lee Mason's
house.
And Vita's house. All right, don't move. It's Boom 103.9. Okay, let's get it. It's Mina Say What here on Boom 103.9. Mina's house. Lee Mazin is here. Girl, we talking so much.
We in the house.
It's just, it's house. So much that has passed that we haven't talked about.
Yeah,
so,
been like, two years since we really?
Yeah, since we did an interview. I see you all the time, but, you know.
Mina be at them Sixers games. I don't even know who she be with. She be moving some things.
I don't be with nobody. I mean, be myself and I.
One little drink. I don't know what type of drink it be. But
Hennessy and ginger ale.
No, them games
all day. I be having fun, so. I want to talk about, we talked about reality TV a little bit, but I want to talk about, like, musically, where are you at right now? You know, because you said you putting out a surprise project.
Yeah.
This month, November?
This month. Might be tomorrow. You never know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's
surprise.
It's December 8th. Okay, it's already December. Good Lord. Pop-up.
Yeah, this year flew past. This might have been the fastest year of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it was like snap of a finger.
And then you're going to come out with the album. Do you have a title for the album yet?
No.
No? You're not even there?
With my titles, I got to come with it, like, the more I create the music and get the vibe from it.
Yeah.
I'm like the type of artist, I go into the studio and just record with, like, whatever I'm feeling or whatever is on my mind at the time. So then once I start condensing the tracks, like, oh, yeah, you know, once you sit down with whoever I'm working on the project with and we start picking tracks, then I start getting the vibe from the track. So
yeah.
Get the title a little later down the line.
Right. So we have music coming from you. What's your situation with Meek? Like, I know you guys are cool, but have you guys talked about anything since you?
Yeah, I just seen him at the listening party he had in New York.
I was going to go to that. I was so tired, girl.
Yeah, it was lit. I seen him there, and then, we was talking when he dropped his project. We still busted up. I talked to Meek, a couple times out of the week.
Yeah, because I don't know what's going on with the label. I don't really see him doing anything with that label. It's all about him right now.
It gotta be.
Right.
He had a crazy year and he turned it around, so
yeah.
You know, he on his ladder on his way up.
What do you think about the album? Like, give me your thoughts on it.
I think it's my favorite Meek album.
Really?
Yeah. It's solid. I feel like the production was crazy. The samples was amazing. But the content was where it was. Like, I feel like he gave you some of them, the old Meek flows, but
right.
What he was talking about had so much substance. And it was like, I feel like this is like his graduating album. Like, I think this is my favorite Meek album.
I hear a lot of people saying that. It's hard for me to say this is my favorite.
When you grow with a person, like we grew with Meek.
Yeah.
So from before albums, we grew with him when he was mixtaping and when he was Bloodhounds on DVDs.
Right.
It is hard to say like your favorite album, but I just feel like you can see his growth in this album. Like even being around Meek, I just told him this, like, your growth is crazy. Like his demeanor even different. You could tell like what he's been through in these last couple years really like got him on some level up type time, and I feel like his music speak behind it.
I agree with you on that. I never forget one of the first interviews I did with Meek. He literally was sitting like laying down, not even like looking me in the eye, which not for nothing, I didn't care because that's my guy, so I know we were chopping it up, but just the way that he presents himself now versus 6, 7, 8 years ago, it's just a different person.
Yeah, and I just feel his vibe, like all this stuff that he been through and everybody was counting him out in different situations. Like, I feel that vibe, you know what I mean? Like, I've been counted out in different ways and everybody like a comeback story. So when you come back, you get that feeling like, you know what I mean? You don't even want it showing people no more. It's more so like, look, I leveled up. This level up for me, this ain't even about nobody.
Right.
And I like feel that like on a spiritual level.
I've been seeing that in him for a long time now. Yeah. I'm just happy that other people are seeing it, and you know, like, same thing. Did you see that CNN clip where he's talking about why he deserves to be the face of reform? The way that he spoke was so eloquent, like, more than the money and the cars and the jewelry, like, that to me is what should motivate these young kids, like, for them to see his growth as a human being.
Yeah, he really a voice to not even just Philly, like, just where these predicaments that we come from, like, he's really a voice to a whole lot of people.
Yeah.
Even outside of music, like, with this situation, that's really going to put him on a whole different level.
Thank you for coming, Lee Mason. Anything else you want to add, you know?
I mean, just stay tuned. Everything is lining up. Like I said, the clip is loaded. It's just waiting for the
Better start ducking. Yeah. Get your vest. I'm handing